and you're in tune with a little program that we like to call The Jeremy Lawrence Show. No doubt you want to call it something else. Some people do, you know. But we call it that. Just kind of takes away the confusion. Because my name is Jeremy Lawrence. It is 308, 74 degrees in Kalamazoo. Not too bad, actually. You been outside earlier today?
Oh, yes. I enjoyed a nice six-mile run.
See, because I haven't been outside. They trap me in here, as usual.
You're going to have your office set up outside, I think.
I don't know if I want to set it up outside. That would be really bad long about December and January. But
oh, yeah, that's true. How about a temporary office, then?
Something with a window, anyway, yeah. Would be nice. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying. It would be nice. All right, well, being nice to you, that's what we do, you know, because we try to keep you in the know on things. Here's what you can look forward to. First of all, we've got a little movie that's going to be opening up in... Well, this week's flown by. It's opening tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the movie I'm talking about is called Lucy. This is the latest one with Scarlett Johansson. Put it this way. The basic plot line of the movie is this woman is taken against her will, forced to be a courier of a package of drugs. They implant it inside her. And then the drugs burst open in her body and, put it this way, hilarity ensues. Now, it's not a funny movie or anything. This is like a sci-fi thriller, edge-of-your-seat kind of thing. I've got four tickets to it. And you know what? They're burning a hole in my pocket. So we're going to give them away before the end of the program today. And chances are, over here, Michael has been figuring out what his dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question is. I have a feeling.
Yep, I'm doing that right now.
I figured. Okay, so let's give it away right now then.
Well, wait a minute. I haven't exactly come up with a question yet.
Oh, gosh. You know, one of these days I'll actually carry through with that when you're going, wait, no. But no, today you'll have to answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. So you can look forward to that. Four tickets to see Lucy at Celebration Cinema in Portage. A fantastic place. For you to go see a movie and lots of good stuff there. The food and drinks and comfort and AC and all that other good stuff that comes with the theater. And then some. Great place to go. All right. So that's happening. Here in just a few minutes, we are scheduled to speak with Dwayne Barnes. He's from the Center for Michigan and the Bridge magazine. He's set to call here. We haven't heard from him yet, but we're trying to figure out what's going on with that. But they've got a little guide out called Michigan Speaks. And actually, if we don't get the opportunity to talk with them, you can look for the centerformichigan.net. They've got it there for you. Some fascinating stuff. You know, most organizations will do a poll. They did a rather extensive study of people in the state of Michigan to figure out just what do people want and what do they not want. So hopefully Dwayne will get through to us here in a little bit. And we'll be able to chat with him about it. Meantime, I do want to remind you, in the blog section at WKZO.com, we've got a couple of tidbits for you to check out. First of all, our blog post of the day. I don't know what it is, but it seems like on the left, they've got this obsession with Sarah Palin. And I don't understand it. You know, she's not running for anything. She's not, all the world she does is open her mouth occasionally. And that's fine. She's allowed to do that. But she recently got a speeding ticket, and the way the media treats her, it's unbelievable.
They want to destroy her, it sounds like, so she can't run for president anytime soon or ever.
Well, and let's face it, she's not going to run for it. First of all, she doesn't want to, I don't think. And second of all, even if she did, the media would have no problem going after her because they've shown it already. So I want you to check this out. I get into it a little bit further in the post, so check it out for yourself. You'll be able to see that. That's at WKZO.com in the blog section. Also, something fun for you, the video of the day. You know, they've made movies out of everything. They've got, you know, Transformers, Battleship, the Smurfs. You notice all of this? It all comes together, and I'm not sure how that is, but it's all stuff from your childhood, or at least somebody's childhood. Well, Wil Wheaton has put together a video. It's a movie trailer for literally everything else from your childhood, the movie. Yes, that's right. Literally everything. You just got to see this. Will Wheaton, of course, an actor from the TV series Star Trek The Next Generation. He does an awful lot of online stuff. So you got to check this out, the video of the day for that. Like I said, literally everything else from your childhood, the movie, no doubt, all of these things that he details in there coming soon to a theater near you. So you got to check it out. Video of the day. We've got it posted on our Facebook site today. And if you have yet to like us, you know what? More and more people are doing it. Head on over. Click on the little Facebook link, little F at the top of the page at WKZO.com. And you can have some great stuff in your news feed. News updates occasionally, the video of the day. We've got opinion that we share with you. And, you know, who knows what else? We just come up with all sorts of stuff. So we're doing it. If you'd like to have that kind of stuff in your news feed, why not? Imagine that. A news station in your news feed.
You get all the information right there.
And you know what? We don't do selfies. We don't do a lunch picture. We don't tell you what we're doing every 5 minutes. Okay, now taking a bathroom break. You know, you're not going to see that from us, okay? So check it out. I guarantee you that we're not going to do a selfie. Because how do you fit the whole station into a little picture? I don't know.
But it'd be hard.
It would be.
It'd be hard to get us all here at one time.
It's impossible to do that. I've tried it several times. It just doesn't work. So anyway, check that out. Like I said, it's our Facebook page, and you can check it out for yourself. Okay. All right. Before we dig into anything already, Michael wants to interrupt the program, as he is wont to do. But he does have a legitimate reason to do so, and that would be traffic. So we stop for traffic, take a time out for that, and go to Michael.
Just got a tip from a listener. The traffic light at Portage and Romance Road is out. Treat that as a four-way stop. You don't want to cause an accident there.
Okay, and definitely, yeah, four-way stop there. I hate to say, if you want to get around that totally, it'd be Westinch, but I don't know. Something, I don't know. Lover's Lane, how about that? There you go. That would go through there. Anyway, we've got some other things that we're going to talk about as well. Mark Schauer, the man who has been proclaimed by the Republican Party as the man without a plan, has come up with a plan. We'll dig into that here in a little bit. Also, that whole back and forth about Republicans and the spying and that kind of thing, there's been some interesting things that have come out about that. And we could talk a little bit about that as well. Like I said, in the meantime, we are scheduled to speak with Dwayne Barnes from The Bridge magazine. We may have to reach out and reschedule if we can. But in the meantime, what we will do, and you heard about this in the news, I found this one a little bit surprising. In the governor's race, of course, you've heard about Republicans spying on Mark Schauer and how dare they, and I wouldn't do anything untoward and that kind of thing. Well, an interesting thing has come out. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mark Schauer, in an appearance before some of the party faithful, this was a couple of years ago, he said, you know what? You really should not cross over and vote in the other party's primaries. You really shouldn't do that. He said, you know, the idea is that kind of dilutes what we do and then dilutes parties and that sort of thing. Interestingly enough, he has now come out and admitted that he voted in the 2012 Republican primary. He didn't say which candidate he picked in the Republican primary, but he came over and voted, even though he's a Democrat. Now, here's the thing. He came out and encouraged his party faithful not to cross over and vote. I'm not wild about the practice, honestly. Now, I don't hail from either party at this one. I'm an independent, have been for quite a few years. But I think, you know what, if you're going to be honest, if you are going to be honest with yourself, you need to stop and say, all right, you know what, if I'm a member of this party, I don't have any business helping them pick. If I'm in that party, I don't have any business helping the other party pick. And if I'm in no party, well, I'll just wait around until the general, I guess. You know? So, now, I do intend on voting in the primary, but that's mainly because of the presence of Prop 1 on the ballot. And I do intend on voting in that one. Haven't quite narrowed down what my choice is. I'm leaning a certain direction. We've talked about it here. But I'm not wild about the idea of crossing over and voting in other primaries. Not wild about it. But apparently Mark Schauer thought it was okay a couple of years ago. But a couple of years before that, he says, you know what? No, don't cross over. Don't cross over and vote in this particular primary that's going on, the Republican primary. You don't want to do that. And, you know, I think Republicans are saying, and I think to a certain degree, rightly so, they're saying that, well, wait a minute. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth there. All right, don't you go do it, but it's okay for me to go do it. Now, can you do it in this state? Yeah, you can. It's allowed. I'm not so sure it should be. I kind of think, you know what, if you're going to cross over and you're going to vote, you're going to have to declare yourself. And I've lived in states that have done that. It works just fine. And I think it makes things a little purer because let's face it, if you are, say you are a Republican and you see over on the Democratic side that they've got several candidates running and you know thus and such a candidate is going to be a better choice for your candidate in terms of, well, you know what, our candidate will have a better chance of winning if thus and such is elected on the other side. So let's just say there was one of these hard leftists on the Democratic side, and you said, you know what, it'd be better if we were running against them than against the other candidate that everybody says is going to win. So you cross over and vote. Now, it's allowed, but is it right? Is it the right thing to do? I'm not so sure. I think if you honestly believe your ideas are the best ideas out there, and let's face it, quite a few in both parties believe that, then wouldn't you want the strongest candidate on the other side to be able to run against and say, look, here are our ideas. Here's why they're better. And have an honest debate about things. Now, maybe that's a little wild and crazy of me here, you know, to say, well, wait a minute. What about just, you know, having a campaign of ideas? I know it's nuts. And I know it seems like neither party is willing to do it because we've got this whole gotcha kind of thing going on. But why not, instead of going, all right, you know what? And I think in this case, and what they're intimating, I have no idea what Mark Schauer's choice was when he crossed over and voted in the 2012 Republican primary. There are people in different sources in the media, and this piece comes from MLive. They're talking about what happened on the Republican side. They said that there were Democrats crossing over to vote for Rick Santorum. They wanted him to upset Mitt Romney, figuring that, well, it'll be easier for Obama to run against Santorum. And it probably would have been, quite frankly. But I don't know that that's what his choice was. I have a feeling, though, given that he has been a Democrat for quite some time, has held office as a Democrat, and wants to hold office as a Democrat as he's running in the governor's race, chances are he was doing it to help his party more than to, well, you know, I want to make sure I got a choice here, you know, and I want to vote every time. And that's kind of what he was getting at was, well, I want to make sure I get the, you know, I don't want to miss out on a chance to vote. Well, that's fine. But here's the thing. Go and at least support your candidate. If they're running unopposed, fine. Support them. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll vote for them anyway because you know what? If nobody from the party goes and votes for him, guess what? The convention will be really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that would happen. So I don't know. I don't look at this as big of a deal as what's going on with, you know, Republicans being pointed out. Look, they had secret spy glasses and they went to a fundraiser and that seems like a bigger deal. And it is getting some national attention, national press and that kind of thing. But I think if you're going to come out and say, yeah, I voted in the Republican primary, first of all, I think you better explain yourself a little better. Yeah, at the very least, say, all right, yeah, I was trying to sabotage the Republicans. If that's what you're doing, then at least we ought to know about it. And if you're saying, well, look, I just wanted to cross over and vote for some reason, okay, why was it important for you to vote Republican in that race? Aren't you a Democrat? Don't you live up to Democratic ideals? I mean, it's an honest question, and I think it's a question voters should have answered. And it should have they should have that answered as much as there should be an answer for why in the world did Republicans go into a fundraiser with spy glasses on? And, you know, apparently they sent Mo, Larry, and Curly in to do it because they didn't do a very good job of it. And, you know, I've seen some of the video. It's kind of embarrassing. But I think it's worth asking the question. Why did Mark Schauer decide it was okay to cross over and vote in the Republican primary if he told voters on his side, you know what, I don't think you ought to do that? Is that do what I say, not as I do?
Maybe.
Call in and talk to us if you'd like to chat about it, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. 803-73 if you'd like to text us. As we continue ahead, the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. -74 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of the program brought to you by the Cancer Control Coalition of Southwest Michigan. Glad you're along for the ride right now. And we've got somebody waiting on the line right now, and that is Tom in Kalamazoo. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the program.
Ah, thank you. I just was making comment. I'd like to say that what Mark Schauer did in 2012 really has no bearing on what he is doing now.
Mm-hmm.
He's running for governor now. Back then, he was not running for governor. And what his frame of mind was, we don't know. And does this really have any bearing on what kind of governor he would be?
Here's the thing that I have a problem with on this. First of all, he told his party faithful, look, don't cross over and vote in their primary. You don't want to do that. And then he turns around and does it himself. I would think for Democrats, there would be a question of, you know, if you're questioning, all right, well, what was his frame of mind? Was he flirting with the Republican Party at that point? And is that who you want speaking for the Democratic Party? I mean, I think that's a very important question to ask.
Well, first of all, I'm a Democrat. And,
that's fine.
And I think Mark Schauer would be a fantastic governor. I have not been real thrilled with what our present governor, Rick Snyder, has been doing.
Okay.
And some of the things that he did. Now, I do have a question for you, though.
Okay.
And that's about Proposal 1.
Okay.
Now, all the TV ads and radio ads that I hear, and I drive anywhere from 300 to 500 miles every day, so I listen to a lot of radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing this about, oh, that's not right that these business owners have to pay income tax on or pay tax on the equipment that they buy. Well, they buy this equipment because they're making money with it.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to keep that. If they weren't making money with it, they would be selling it or scrapping it, at which point the tax would end. And just the idea of it, I think, is wrong, because if they eliminate that tax, who's making up the tax? Does that mean that every middle-class person in Michigan is going to be part of the person that, or part of the people that will have to make up this tax money? I think that when a person makes a good living at a small business, they buy the equipment that they have, that they need to continue and to continue making a profit.
Well, and here's the thing, Tom. I mean, I'm keeping an open mind on this. I haven't done my full research on it, which I intend to do. I understand that the basic comparison is being made because there are no other states that tax quite the way Michigan does, in that you pay taxes when you buy the equipment, and then you pay taxes again every single year that you own the equipment. And if you don't do that in other states, you know, if we're going to stay competitive with states around us, then we might want to consider looking at that. Now, that said, I got questions about where they're getting the money to replace where that tax money goes. So, you know, I'm looking at it. I'm keeping an open mind about it. So, Tom, I got to run. Thanks for your call.
Well, thanks, and I hope you give more opinions on the proposal.
74 degrees. Jeremy Lawrence here on 590 WKZO. This portion of the program is brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school, where faith turns friends into family. Well, we are trying to get with Dwayne Barnes. Hopefully we'll be able to reschedule him for tomorrow. He had an emergency come up, and so we'll try and get that taken care of. Well, I do want to dig into this, though. The Michigan Speaks says the citizens' agenda for the 2014 elections. This one's kind of important, and I think they did some important work here. So we'll hopefully be able to get him rescheduled, get that all put together so we can chat with him. Meantime, of course, weather is a big concern, and we're going to be talking in just a little bit with Bob Larson about the weather so we know exactly what to expect. You know, I've kind of wondered myself, because we've taken advantage of the opportunity at my house. Yeah, the air conditioning's working again, but we've taken advantage of the opportunity to open up some windows, you know, get some of that outside air in a little bit. So that's kind of fun to be able to do that. A little bit later on, we are scheduled to speak with Dave Maturin. He's running for the 63rd House District in the Republican primaries. We're going to be talking with him, scheduled to speak with him just after 4 o'clock to talk about that. We'll get his response to some of the issues of the day and things that are going on that way. A little bit later, if we get the opportunity, I'm going to talk about, and this came out in Politico, a fan poll that was done of Redskins fans to find out if they think that it's time to change the team's name. It'll be interesting. We'll dig into that a little bit later on, and some other things as time moves along. You know what? Granted, the cost of gas has gone down a little bit, but it's still pretty high. Costs a lot for gas, and you know what? Groceries on top of that, I mean, that just, you know what that does to the budget. I know what it does to the budget of my house. Well, that's one of the reasons why WKZO's teamed up with Harding's Friendly Markets to bring you free gas and groceries. Here's what's going on. You'll have a chance to guess the dollar amount of groceries on location. Whoever guesses the dollar amount or comes closest without going over will take the groceries home that day. And we're going to do a drawing as well for two $25 gas cards. We're doing this 5 days next week. 11 to 1 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. You'll want to turn out for that. It's the 70th anniversary of Harding's being in the community. You know what? This is a good thing.
Yeah, it certainly is.
It's a good thing. So, you know, if nothing else, just turn out to give a thumbs up to Harding's there. But, you know, some free gas, free groceries, that wouldn't be a bad thing either, you know. We're looking out for you. We're trying to anyway. So that's coming up next week. I'm going to be a part of that, a few days out of that. I look forward to meeting you face-to-face as well as you come out for your opportunity to get some food. You know what? I'll make sure to talk to the person buying the food so we get some good stuff in there. Okay? Yeah, none of the bad stuff. You know, circus peanuts? No, we don't want that in there. No, 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 no. But, you know, maybe there could be some good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would move for some Tabasco sauce, or if you haven't tried it, Tabasco's Chipotle sauce.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
good.
Oh,
my goodness. That's just like a staple at our house now. So, that, I don't know. I'll talk to the person doing the buying of the groceries. We'll see if we can't get some cool stuff in there. So, that'd be nice. All right. Well, cool stuff might describe the weather forecast. I'm not sure, though. That's why we talked to Bob Larson about it. So, Bob, are we looking at some cool stuff coming up?
You know, if only I could use two words of the day. That would fit the bill. That would be perfect.
We just have to, like, you know, push them together somehow. Maybe eliminate the space there. So.
Cool stuff.
Cool stuff. There. All right. All right. Well, what's the real word for today?
The word is soothing.
Soothing.
I thought if you were just to be outside today for any extended period of time, just sit in the sun, walk in the sun, run in the sun, light wind, very low humidity. It's just very soothing to be outside right now.
That kind of day. Mm. See, this is what happens. They close me up in a little cube here, and I don't get the opportunity to go out and enjoy it. So,
well,
Bob, I'm living vicariously through.
Tell me it's nice outside. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they do the same thing to you. All right. All right. But what are we looking at as we look ahead to tonight and then tomorrow as,
well, very
as we get
definitely
ready for Friday?
Cool stuff tonight under a clear sky, light wind dropping to a 52. It got down to 56 this morning. It's even cooler tonight. Not quite as cool as that night we had last week when it dropped to 46, which we referenced was the chilliest night in July we've had in several years. Not going to be quite to that level, but 52, certainly well below average for the third week in July. And another nice day tomorrow. Most of tomorrow looks nice. See, I put a little asterisk there because cloud cover will increase.
Uh-huh.
And as a warm front approaches, it might even be a shower in the area later tomorrow afternoon, and a shower thunderstorm tomorrow night. The warm front coming through will open the door back to the warmth and humidity as we head into the weekend. We'll be into the 80s on Saturday, and it'll be muggy as well. And with that humidity will come some shower, scattered thunderstorm activity. I don't think it's a total washout of a day on Saturday, but certainly
could see some pop-up stuff.
Yeah, keep it, and that could be at any time. Because warm fronts like to become active during the night and morning hours. So it could just as easily, if not more likely, be Saturday morning than afternoon.
Okay. Looking ahead to Sunday, how do we end the week?
It's still going to be warm and humid. Then the next cold front approaches. And stop me if you've heard this before. A front that could trigger showers and storms Sunday afternoon. And a front that will be followed by a taste of unseasonably cool and breezy weather from Monday and Tuesday of next week. And probably still cool Wednesday. Does that sound familiar?
I've heard this somewhere. Where have I heard this?
It's incredible how this keeps repeating this summer. We keep getting into the cool air. You know, it warms up, it gets humid for a day, maybe two, and then it's right back to the cool weather, and that's exactly what's going to be happening next week. Maybe even cooler than what we're talking about now. I could envision another night into the 40s early next week, similar to what we had last week. So
the only thing, and you know, Bob, nobody complains about this. I think everybody loves it. But I'm a big picture guy. I'm looking at this going, you know what? If this keeps doing this and then we get into, say, you know, November, December, January, we don't want to see that.
It's either something that would continue for the next 6 months and we're in trouble, or maybe look at it this way. It's something that we never quite got rid of from 6 months ago.
Well, that could be.
And that it's just still the summer version and that we're due to snap out of it at some point. That's another way to look at it. I'm not ready to release the official winter forecast yet, not even close. So,
all right.
Just saying, there's a couple of ways to look at this.
That's okay, because nobody wants to talk about the winter.
No,
at this point, so.
We don't want an early one either.
No.
All right. Well, Bob, you know what? Tomorrow's Friday, and my understanding is we're going to be looking at some numbers again.
We will look at numbers, and we're going to look and see just how cool this July has been.
Mm-hmm. Okay, something to look forward to, Bob. You have yourself a great day.
Hey, Jeremy.
All right, Bob Larson there with AccuWeather, keeping you in the know on all of this stuff. Looks like tonight might be that night if you're thinking, you know what, turn off the AC, open the windows. Yeah,
this is it.
This is the night. Talking about a low of 52 or something like that. That's right around that area. Yeah.
Very comfortable.
That might be good. You know, you just get that, just make things very nice for sleeping.
Yes. And if you have any humidity in your house, you can take it right out.
There you go. Just have to open up a couple of windows.
Yeah.
Let it blow right through. And just particularly if there's any breezes or anything going through. All right. Well, you know what? I'm feeling generous.
All right. I am too.
I am feeling generous. So you know what? I'm going to give people a little something.
What are you going to give them?
More of me. No, I'm kidding. You're sitting here on, oh, great. Yeah, like we don't have enough. All right. You know what? I'm going to give you some movie tickets. How about that? And more of me. See, there you go. I'm a giving guy all the way around. Here's what I got. 4 tickets to go see Lucy. Now, you would think by the title that it's about Lucille Ball, but no, not at all.
I was thinking Lucy from Peanuts.
Well, yeah, that might be an option as well. But this is Scarlett Johansson, and if you have seen the, and Morgan Freeman's in this as well. Mm-hmm. If you've seen the previews of this, this is one of these things where you're going to go, wow. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, they always tell you, we'll give you a seat, but you'll only need the edge. Edge of your seat kind of stuff in this thing. You'll want to see this one. Lucy. We've got tickets for it, four of them, for you to see them at Celebration Cinema in Portage. A fantastic place to see a movie. Michael can attest to that as well as myself. And you know what? Here's what you got to do to win them. You have to butter me up and tell me I'm the greatest. No, I'm kidding. You don't have to do that. What you do have to do is give us a call. 382-4280 is the local number. 877-382-4280 is the toll-free number. And you have to butter up Michael and tell him he's the greatest of them all. And answer his dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. Go ahead, Michael.
They actually only have to answer the trivia question.
You don't want to hear that you're a nice guy?
Well, I already know I am, so
it's
okay.
Oh, there it is. Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go. Enough
Glad
of that.
Glad he's in that room. All right.
All right. What character does Scarlett Johansson play in the movie Marvel's The Avengers?
Okay. So if you know your superheroes, then now's the time to be able to answer that. And if you don't, the internet is always there waiting on you. 877-382-4280, 382-4280. As we continue ahead, The Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence Show here with you, 3:52, and I'm getting the thumbs up from Michael. That's because he thinks I'm such a stand-up guy, I have a feeling. Yeah,
well, I believe you are.
Yeah, I do sign your checks, too. So that helps. That helps. What a great guy he is. You know, that's just, it's like I always say about my boss. Great guy. Great. Man, just what a stand-up guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're not giving me the thumbs up, though, because you like me. You're giving me the thumbs up because we got a winner for these movie tickets. And somebody is going to have a whole lot of people hitting him up for a free seat at the movies. And that person would be
Derek from Constantine.
All right. If you know Derek, give him a call right now. He hasn't yet figured out who he's going to be taking to the movies. He's got four tickets to do it. So he's going to go see Lucy at Celebration Cinema in Portage. And he had to know the answer to a question to be able to do it.
Yes.
The
question was, what character does Scarlett Johansson play in the movie Marvel's The Avengers?
Okay.
And the answer was Natasha Romanoff or the Black Widow. I would have accepted either. He gave me both.
Oh, okay. See, now, I'd forgot. I've only seen that movie once, which usually when you got a cast that huge, I sit there and go, what? Who, what? Oh, yeah, Scarlett Johansson. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, what's going on right now?
No, I know she's one of the good people. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, I got that. But, so anyway, so he won, though. And I got to ask, did he say that you are a really nice guy?
He said at the end, and now I have to butter you up. And I'm like, no, you don't have to do that. That was just a joke.
So he was willing to butter
he
you up.
He was willing
to. All right, see, but it doesn't hurt.
No.
It gives you that nice, warm, fuzzy feeling. You know?
Yes.
So, all right. See, all you got to do is just give Michael that warm, fuzzy feeling.
And I'll just give you the tickets.
There you go. Just like Derek. But you know what? All we had for today were these four tickets. But if you're saying, come on, I wanted to go see this movie. Well, you know what? Tomorrow, we'll do it all over again. Now, I'm not giving, Derek, I'm not giving your tickets away. They're yours, okay? That's fine. But I've got another four tickets I'm going to be giving away to this same movie. And I tell you what, if you didn't get the opportunity to call in today because you're going, well, I didn't hear about that movie. I don't know what it is. You know what? Go look it up real quick. We'll wait. No, we won't wait. But you know what? Look it up real quick at IMDb or something like that. Lucy is what it's called. And just look up the preview. You will be mesmerized.
Definitely.
It's just one of those movies that that particularly if you're into the sci-fi vibe, which I know Michael is.
Oh, yes.
So this is going to be one that will really – it's going to make you want to go. And let's face it, you know what, Scarlett Johansson, she's not unpleasant to look at either. So, you know, at the very least, you have that.
Yes.
And, of course, Morgan Freeman, he's not unpleasant to listen to.
No, he has a very soothing voice.
Yeah, you know.
That's why he narrates things as well. I remember he narrated March of the Penguins.
He did do that, didn't
yes.
he? I heard him narrate something recently. I don't remember what it was. Might have been a Visa commercial. I'm not sure.
Yeah. He does those, too.
He does do that. But, it's a good movie. We're going to have some tickets to give to you. This was interesting. You remember when Harry Reid came out and said, you know what? The Redskins need to change their name.
Mm-hmm.
How embarrassing to have the what an embarrassing name. And you know, I got to say, Harry Reid, I couldn't agree with you more. They need to take Washington out of there because it'd be embarrassing to be wrapped up with the politicians like that. No, but seriously, he was saying, you know, Redskins, it's offensive and that kind of thing. Well, it's interesting because, you know, polling, that it's just something that a lot of media outlets do and polling organizations do. And in this case, they're trying to find out, all right, do Redskins fans agree with the Senate Majority Leader? Well, according to this particular poll, this was Vox Populi, it's a Republican-leaning firm, they polled Washington, D.C. area residents, self-professed NFL fans, to be able to say, all right, you're a fan of the Redskins. Do you believe that they need to change their name? 65% of those polled said, nope, it's not offensive, shouldn't change the name. 30% said, yeah, probably should. But 65% said, nope, that's fine. We're happy with the team name the way that it is. So kind of makes you wonder. You know, Harry Reid makes the call, and he got all of his Democratic buddies together. They put together a little call. All right, come on, Roger Goodell. Time to make the determination that this team name needs to be changed. Now, you know, let's face it. The NFL is not quite like the NBA, which when they said, all right, you know what? The Washington Bullets, yeah, that's a bad idea. Let's change it to the Wizards. Now, Bullets was not in any way offensive, I thought.
No, I didn't think so either.
I didn't think it was that big a deal, but they said, well, you know, gang violence. We don't want that. Wizards. Okay, whatever. They're still bad.
Yeah, it's not like they're magical.
You know, suddenly they're good now because they changed their name. So anyway, apparently Redskins fans are relatively pleased anyway. Now, here's the thing. You approach any Lions fans and you'd say, hey, do you think they should change their name? You'd probably get a bigger percentage that say, no. And, of course, you'd get that small percentage that would say, yeah, let's change it to Kittens because that's how well they play, you know.
The Detroit Kitty Cats.
Well, you know, for years there, I was both them and the Tigers were really bad. Fortunately, the Tigers have gotten good. But for years there, they were both bad, and it was like, all right, you call them both the Kittens at this point? You know, I don't know. But who knows? Maybe the Lions will come around this year. I don't know. But I think the point I'm trying to make is this. 65% seems fairly impressive, but ask any other team, should we change the name? And fans would say, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 to 95%. No, are you nuts? Come on. You know, that's what you'd get. So this 65%, it sounds reasonably good. And for right now, I don't see the Redskins dropping their name, but I think probably given enough pressure, it'll happen. I think it's just a matter of time. The other thing to note here, and this was something that somebody dug up. They looked in, I believe it was the patent office, and Daniel Snyder has patented names like the Washington Warriors. Interesting.
So he's ready.
He's ready. I think he's had a plan all along. All right, if I have to, I got something to go to. But for right now, you know what? Not doing it. Right now, his fans agree with him. I think that's where he's got to stay until the fans say otherwise.
Yeah.
Now we talked about Harry Reid. We're going to talk about him again next hour. You won't believe what he said. We'll chat about it as we continue.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.